Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. I am still your host, Phil Recheck. In this season, I'm doing something a little different. I'm trying to become a better public speaker by writing and recording a new speech every day for 30 days and posting it to YouTube. This is the audio version of that attempt that I'm calling a Speak 30 Challenge. But as always, I'm trying to make the world a better place, one conversation at a time. Hello, and welcome to the Speak 30 Challenge. This is day 26. I call this one, Why I Love Boxing. Last summer, my daughter, Bernadette, wanted to take a boxing class. And I thought to myself, let's see, gee, she's 18 years old, she's heading off to college, she hasn't dated anybody yet because she's been training to be a ballet person, ballerina, I guess is what they're called, for the last several years. And she wants to learn how to throw a left hook. Okay, yeah, I think that this is an easy decision. Yes, we will take the boxing class. Of course, because there might be boys in these boxing classes, I thought, well, maybe I'll take it with you. Now, my daughter only lasted a few workouts going to these boxing classes, and that's because her work and her social life got in the way of continuing this particular workout routine. But me, on the other hand, it was an entirely different matter. Here are just a few of the reasons why I have enjoyed learning how to box. The first reason is it is the perfect workout for me. And there are several reasons for this. The gym that I go to is only half a mile from my house, tops. And every time I come from home from work, I have to drive right past that gym. So it's always saying, hey, come work out, and you better be working out today. Those are the things that I'm telling myself as I'm driving home from work and feel like just lying on a couch. The class I go to is a fitness boxing class, which consists of about 30 minutes of working on a heavy bag or punching a bag, and then the rest is a CrossFit, cross-training type class. The class is only about 45 minutes long, and this is a great length for me. It's long enough that I can push myself for the entire workout and not feel like I'm going to start slacking because I just can't take it anymore. But it's short enough for on those days that I don't want to go, I can always just tell myself, okay, well, it's only 45 minutes, and from the time you leave your front door to the time you get home is less than an hour. The workouts are high energy, the music is loud, and I always finish dripping in sweat. It's also actually fairly expensive. I pay with my wife to go 3 times per week. And if I know that I can't make, let's say, a Saturday because I'll be out of town, that means I better get to those 2 other workouts during the week to make sure I'm not wasting money. And April often has other obligations as well, so I know that attendance for me is super important because I am a cheapskate and I hate wasting money to be part of this gym. The gym I go to is called Savage Fitness. It's a great community. It's led by a positive but intense Mexican guy named Hector. He is the right amount of sarcastic ribbing mixed with personal attention while I'm exercising, mixed with yelling in your ear to get you to work a little bit harder. Now, all the instructors they have there are great, but when I attend a class that Hector is leading, I am guaranteed that I'm going to push myself beyond what my normal comfort zone is. The community at the gym is really unique and diverse as well. There are people of all shapes and sizes, ages and color and motivation levels, and it's really cool. It's not like a yoga class made up entirely of wine sipping moms, or a CrossFit gym where you just have these over muscled gym rats, or not even like a solitude seeking running club. It's made up of people who have a little bit of edge to them. It's a group entirely made up of the imperfect members of our community who want to show up and stare at a heavy bag that they can just wail on. The heavy bag is interestingly as much a reflection of who you are as a mirror. And this is their chance to take out all of life's slings and arrows that they face on a giant bag filled with sand that's right in front of them. This brings me to the reason that I love going to these boxing classes, because it makes me feel strong and a little bit dangerous. Who knows what lurks inside of our psyche? Most of my life is safe and predictable. Often, civilized life can leave us feeling weak. This is a good thing, right? We don't always want to be in constant fight or flight mode. Boxing is my chance to dig down for a couple hours a week and to feel aggressive, or to feel even violent, or yes, a little bit dangerous. I'm very happy to come back to my normal, calm, passive self at the end of the class, but it's nice to know that the other guy is in there if I ever need him. At 48 years of age, I found boxing. I realize that I'm learning how to box, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm learning how to become a fighter. That's a little bit of a different person when it's, or different process when there's another person standing directly in front of you. In the boxing classes I attend, I am getting a great workout with great people, and most importantly, it's something that I look forward to. This is why I love boxing.